This excerpt is from Jules, which is the first crime story that I ever published. Desmond Oglethorpe sprouted tubes from his arms and nose. He lay propped up in bed. He was a pale, tall, bony man of 60 or so, with a face concocted out of forlorn jokes. To Julian, he looked as much like an Ichabod Crane as a human being could, without passing into absolute caricature. Ichabod, after the ravages of the headless horseman and a life of lonely toil. Julian introduced himself, and Desmond smiled up at him from his tubes and his pillows. This was possibly the most beautiful smile he'd ever seen, the smile of a camel, shy, toothy, kindly. His response to Desmond made Julian feel rather sentimental, but that's exactly how he felt. "Would you mind opening the drawer of my table?" he said softly. "There's a book." Julian got the book, an old hardback of Zane Grey's Desert Gold. He had seen this copy in Brenda's Saskatoon apartment. "There's an envelope inside," Desmond added, even more softly than before. Julian took out the envelope. "And three keys," he said, holding up three long fingers. His hands were strong, lean, calloused, the fingers surprisingly hairy. Woodworker's hands, Julian guessed. "My apartment key, the key to Brenda's pickup, and the key to a locker in Brentwood, a fish locker. The address is inside." He stopped talking and appeared to be gathering what remained of his strength in order to execute a slow, painful swallow. "Can I help you?" His eyes were closed. "My pillow," he whispered. One of them had slipped to the side. As gently as he could, Julian propped him up. On the pillow were little flecks of blood. "Thank you, Julian. You'd best move into my apartment. The address for that is enclosed. My lease is up at the end of the month. And please take the parcel to Brentwood, to the locker."
"What parcel?"
"The fish," he said. "It's a salmon, a very large salmon. Brenda will tell you all about it when the time comes. It's in my deep freeze."
Again, he executed a painful swallow. His whole body seemed to twist to accommodate this.
"Take it to Brentwood."
"Can I get you a glass of water?"
"Yes, thank you."
For what seemed minutes, as Julian held the glass tilted to his lips, and he in turn held Julian's hand, Desmond sipped little by little. Finally, Julian asked about Brenda.
"I hope and pray she is well, under the circumstances."
"Under the circumstances?"
"Yes,"
he whispered.
"Under the circumstances."
It was difficult for Julian not to assume the worst. Accomplice, he thought. Brenda was this man's accomplice. Desmond closed his eyes in a way that suggested their conversation was over. Julian muttered something to this effect, and Desmond opened his eyes, rewarding Julian with a feebler version of his camel smile.
"I can't tell you how much this means to Brenda and me. You know why we asked you in on this?"
"No," he said, controlling the urge to demand just what it was he was being asked in on.
"She says you're the only one she trusts."
"Besides yourself."
"Oh, I'm not so sure she should have trusted me.